So it's a new year. It's a new you. It's 2019, guys. And we're going to be doing something new. I want you guys, the podcast that we're going to be doing this year is something where we just want you to follow along with us. Okay. Because this is going to be imperative. This is going to be critical. We're getting serious about businesses now. We're getting serious about helping businesses. We're getting serious about working together. And in today's episode, which is episode 13 of the Geek Speak podcast, we're going to be talking a little bit about new year, new you, and the customer value journey. What is the customer value journey? And this is something that you need as a business owner. We all need it, okay? This blueprint comes from my great friends over at Digital Marketer and Ryan Dyson, the guys and girls. And I just wanted to share this with you guys because it's something that, you know, we're shifting here as a company, and we're shifting to do this also. So as we go through and we shift in 2019 towards being more focused, more detailed in our businesses. Like I said, it's a new year, new you, new business, new everything. I want to share some resources with you, and I want to share some things with you that we are going to be doing in our business that I want you to walk alongside us as well, doing the exact same thing at the same time. Are you ready for that? So I hope you're ready for customer evaluation journey. I hope you got your notepads, your pens, whatever it is, you got it ready to go, because this is a jam-packed episode, okay? And I'm sharing some stuff with you that I think you guys are going to really like if you never heard this stuff before. So jump on in, get ready. Geek Speak Podcast episode 13 is coming. All right, we are live for episode 13, and this is a new year for Geek Speak. And you know, in a new year, there's new things that happen. People have resolutions, people have all kinds of things that, you know, they say that they're gonna do, and you know, they don't actually do it. You know, I know for me personally, one of my resolutions is to lose weight, right? So, you know, when people make resolutions and stuff like that, you know, they put them down and they say, you know what, my New Year's resolution is going to be to lose weight. You know, I'm going to take this weight off. Let me tell you, I struggle with that stuff because, you know, one thing for me, and I see my wife is watching, the beautiful Janice Parks. Thank you for joining. But anyway, I struggle. You know, I struggle with something, and that is, you know, when it comes to losing weight. We're talking about resolutions. We're talking about new, and I want to share something with you guys. You know, I love sweets, man. I absolutely love sweets. Happy New Year, babe. So I absolutely love sweets. So it's difficult for me to put the sweets down. But I'm trying something. My wife and I we're trying something. And if you guys are like me, I mean, if you understand the struggle, just raise your hand. Raise your hand if you understand the struggle. I'm raising both hands because, you know, I have problems with this. You know, I love sweets. I love Doritos. I love Oreos. You know what? I love Coke Zero. Okay, that's not the real Coke, but I love Coke Zero. I'm trying to be good here, you know, and we set these resolutions. You know, I say for me, I want to lose at least 50 pounds. That is huge. So I'm trying something in the new year, and my wife and I, and it's called keto, and we're going to try it. I tried it before and it was successful. So we're going to try this again and see if that actually works. But the reason why I'm talking about resolutions today on Geek Speak is because I want you guys to try something new. If you hadn't done this for your business yet, I'm going to go through just a worksheet that I want to share with you guys on exactly what it takes and what it's going to take for us, you and I, me and you. We're going to work through this together.
throughout this year. Let's set that as a goal. Let's be accountable to each other. You know, one of the things that I'm accountable to myself on and in my business is making sure that we keep this podcast going every week. So this is the first time Geek Speak is kicking off in 2019. Wow, 2019, we're kicking off. And look, I want to share something new with you guys because I want you to go along with me for the ride. It's not easy. It's not going to be easy. And we need to hold each other accountable, okay? We need to hold each other accountable because if we don't, guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen? We're going to slip up in our business and something's going to go awry. Or, you know, we're gonna just buy that Oreo cookie and me, I'm gonna eat the whole box. Or, you know, you're gonna make a simple decision and you're gonna send that email to that customer and it's gonna screw everything up. Or you're gonna onboard a customer that you shouldn't have onboarded anyway because they're not paying you enough money and you can't really and you're spinning your wheels and you're doing more work than you should have been doing anyway. Those are mistakes. And those are things that we can correct. And we're going to do that in 2019, and we're going to hold each other accountable for that. So that's what I wanted to talk about today, and that's the customer value journey. We have a worksheet here that we use at Web Mobile Fusion that we're just rolling out now. This is brand new. I'm going to be rolling this out. We're going to be doing this and we're going to be going through this and there's some processes that we now put in place where we can make the right decisions in our business to make sure that our customers are happy and our customers are serviced. And you want the same thing for your customers, right? And you want the same thing, you know? If it's an e-commerce store, if it's an HVAC company, if it's a plumbing company, if it's a school, if it's a church, wherever you are, you want to make sure. Look, I'm telling you, you want to make sure that you're doing the right things for your business. So in 2019, you and I, we're going to get accountable to ourselves. We're going to hold ourselves. We are going to do this together. Get excited with me because over 2019, we're going to do this podcast. And this is the goal. And I want you guys to hold me accountable. Now, if they're not barring there are any like holidays or anything like that, you know, then, you know, it probably won't happen. But if there's not a holiday, if there's not anything going on that is detrimental, then guess what? We will be here doing this podcast because I want to share this information with you. So let's just jump in. I see my buddy Eric just jumped on. Eric, thank you, man. Thank you for jumping on. You are a consistent guy. You know, I really appreciate you. I appreciate you and Carly, man. You guys are phenomenal. So for you guys that are listening in, that are going to be listening in on the podcast, you can't see, but we also do a Facebook Live of this event as well at the office. And it's just great to see people jump on and join in. And if you guys have any questions, just ask those questions. I want to answer more questions. If it's something that I don't know, we're going to figure it out. Because I'm not telling you that I know everything there is to know about digital marketing. But what I can do is I can find out and I can ask people. There's no shame in my game. I'll tell you that right now. I don't have any ego. You know, there are people out there, business owners out there that have egos like this. Like they know everything. You know, we don't know everything. It's all a learning process. I want to learn. You want to learn. But some of the things that I've already learned, I want to share those with you. And some of the things that I am learning in 2019, I want to share those with you. So let's talk a little bit about the customer value journey. In the worksheet, you can't see this worksheet, but this is from our friends at Digital Marketer, but I want to share this with you. There's a couple stages in the customer journey worksheet. The first one is aware and making people aware of your business, making people know that you exist. Let people know that you're here. That's the aware stage. We're going to talk about all these stages. The next stage is the engage stage. This is where people now they start to engage with you. They start to connect with you. This is the engage stage. So the first stage is aware. The second stage is engage. Okay. Now the next stage is subscribe. So after they've become aware of you, then they engage with you, and then they subscribe. And we're gonna, and I'm gonna share a couple examples for each one of these areas. I just wanna go through this real quickly with you as we continue to move. So awareness, engage, and then subscribe. So they subscribe to you to get more information from you. And this is 2019, guys. Things are changing rapidly. They're changing fast in 2019. Somebody right now, the customer value journey does not look like it used to look before, where you could just put an ad out there and then people automatically connect with you. I'm gonna tell you this right now. It is more difficult for us as marketers and as marketing companies. We have to be more creative. We have to learn. We have to study. We have to dig into it. You gotta love this stuff in order to be great. I love it. So that's why I wanna share it with you. So that stage was engaged, and then we move to the next stage, which is called convert. Then, you know, we convert those customers. So as those customers now, they become converted. That's where some dollars, some money is exchanged at that point. And now they become a customer of yours. And the next stage after that is excite. So now you have to be different. You gotta stand out from the crowd. You gotta make sure that you are not the same as everybody else. Because there's a dime a dozen people out there that say, yeah, I know SEO. Yeah, I know digital marketing. Yeah, I did a class online and I know digital marketing. I mean, I know it from the back of my hand. You know, it's just not that simple anymore. I remember a day in time when I went to DeVry University, shout out to DeVry, and we were starting our programming classes, and we were learning some of this stuff. I'll tell you one thing. It was so easy back then to rank on the internet for keywords and those type deals. And you type it in and you stuff your website with keywords, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're up at the top, and you're just so happy because you're number one. I want you guys to think about something. When we talk about rising to the top and being at the top, do you think that just happens? I know it doesn't happen overnight. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck here. Not trying to be smart at all. But what I want you guys to realize is that think about in your own geographical location, where you are, where you're surrounded, how many businesses do you think that are around there? How many competing businesses do you think that are there? Tons, hundreds, thousands. Okay, now think about, this is just in your geographical area, a 3 to 5 mile radius. Okay, you can tell there are competing businesses that are around there. Okay, now think about this. In your city, how many competing businesses are there out there? Then think about in your so after your city, think about your state. How many competing businesses are out there in your state? Just think about it. Then think about in the country, how many competing businesses there are out there. Now think about this. When someone searches online, you want your site to pop up. And you want your site to pop up like you want to be the first person to pop up when they type in that keyword. It's not easy. So what you have to do is you have to make sure that there's so many factors and ranking factors into that. I want you guys to go back and listen to the previous podcast. One of the first podcasts we talked about visibility and that's some of the things. And we're going to talk a little bit more about SEO in general, but let's get back to this. You know, I get on a tangent sometimes, and you know, that was critical. I wanted to jump off real quick and let you guys know that, and just to think about the scope of things, where how businesses can rank on the internet. Think about Google also. There's a piece of paper that's just blown outside the window, kind of distracting me. But think about Google. Okay, their customers are companies that want to be up at the top, and they want, and the people that are searching, right? That's Google's customers. So they want to make sure that the best, the number one result, the best website out there is the number one result. So if your website is not mobile responsive, Right now, if your website doesn't have SSL, if it doesn't have videos on it, if it doesn't have the right content on it that people are looking for, if it doesn't have blogs on it, if it doesn't have any of that information on it, why do you think Google is going to rank that number one? Think about it. So back to our customer evaluation journey. Stage number one is aware. Number two is engage. Number three, subscribe. Number four is convert. Number five, excite. And then when you excite people, you gotta get excited. You guys see me on the Facebook Live. I'm excited. Okay? You could hear that on the podcast. You could hear my excitement. You have to excite your customers. Nowadays, you saw my attention span was like this. Okay? So I'm something blows outside the window, I'm looking. I'm already off course. That's how we all are. With this day and age of the internet and this day and age of how quickly we could just get distracted with our phones in our hands all the time, 24/7, attached to our hands, that's a big deal. So you have to excite your customers. And as you excite your customers, you're going up a rung, because there's a couple stages you got to excite them when they're in this thing. So one thing that you can do, example, if you are a service business and people call you to come out and, hey, my AC is broken. You know, I'm going to call Steve Nail. I'm going to call Steve Nail from Nail Heating and Air, for example. And I call him up, and to excite me, what could he do to excite me? When he comes out, I'll tell you, and this is a testimony, came out, it was pouring down rain. We needed a new air conditioning system, and that air conditioning system, I'll tell you right now, was shot. It's pouring down rain. You know, the guys coming in, you know, they're bringing stuff inside. It's pouring down rain. They're bringing it in. This is how they're exciting me. They're bringing all this stuff in. They take off their shoes. They slip on their little covers. They go upstairs. They pull down the attic thing. They go up there and all kind of banging, all kind of stuff going on, right? I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? These guys are about to tear up my house. So they come down, they pull down the old unit. They say, hey, Mr. Parks, could you come over here for a second? Let me show you this. You know, I'm telling you, it's pouring down rain outside. So we're on my front porch and they're showing me this. And they're saying, you see this right here? This is what's going on. Here's the problem, da, 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 da. And they're showing me all this stuff. Man, I'm getting excited because I'm like, man, these guys know what they're talking about. And I'm getting excited. So they're like, what we're going to do is we're going to put the new system in. And once we put the new system in, we're going to get you some thermostats, and we're going to put this on here, and we're going to do this. And we're all this stuff that I don't know anything about, but it sounded good. And I was like, man, these guys are on point. It's pouring down rain. Mind you, it's pouring down rain. They go out in the rain. They come back. They bring the new unit in. They wipe it off. You know, they're lifting it. I mean, this thing is heavy. And they're, you know, these guys, they're going. They're lifting it up the stairs. And you know, they got it. And then they pull down the attic door. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, how in the world are they going to get this big old heavy thing up in the attic? How are they going to do it? Man, I heard all kind of banging and all kind of stuff. Next thing I know, it's up in the attic. Next thing I know, man, they're sweating and it's still hot up there. It's raining outside. They're wiping themselves off. They're drying them in before they come in the house and walk on the hardwoods and the carpet and all this stuff. And man, let me tell you, I'm excited. And next thing I know, they're done. And they come down and they say, hey, Mr. Parks, hey, I just wanted to let you know we're done with the job. And here's how you work the thermostat. You do it like this, da, 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 da. You work it, you can program it, you can put these times in, you know, it shuts off here, it turns up. Excitement. I'm excited. That took me to another rung. And now the next rung, after you excite your customers, now you have to think about how you're going to excite your customers. What are you going to do? What are you going to offer to your customers that would excite them to the stage to when now the next stage is advocacy? And that's when a customer becomes an advocate of yours, because you excited them to the point where now they want to talk about you. They want to talk about you on Facebook. When other people say, do you know anybody that does such and such and such? And people are like, yeah, here you go. Here's the company you need to go to. You're in a conversation at church and people are asking you, yeah, do you know anybody that does this type of thing? And then they say, yeah, here you go. This is the card. This is the person you need to call. That's the advocacy stage, because now they're advocating for you. And the final stage is the promote stage. And this is where they are all out fan of yours because you followed the customer value journey. Okay. So let me give you a couple examples in this, and then, you know, I hope you guys are, you know, taking some good notes on this because this is important. This is exactly what we're doing. This is exactly what we are doing. So I'm not telling you anything different than what I'm doing. And we're putting in the work because we want to excite our customers. We want to make sure that we do not leave a bad taste in our customers' mouth. Okay. So awareness. How do we create awareness? What do we do to create awareness? People have to know you exist. Right now, how people can know you exist, you got billboards. Okay, you can use a billboard, but it's how you use the billboard. That's another topic for another day. You got ads online, you got blog posts, you got videos, you got YouTube, you got social media, you got a ton of ways how you can create awareness. And right now, it's pay to play. So you post it out there, or you have referrals of people, old school. You want to be old school? Have referrals. If somebody refers business to you, then guess what? They get a bonus or whatever it is, however you set that out. But make people aware of your business. And how do you make people aware of your business? You got to create content. You have to create top-notch content that people are excited about and they want to share. If the content isn't top-notch, if you're just writing something and it's boring, then people are going to tune out, okay? They're going to tune out because it's boring. But I want to tell you right now, create some exciting content that solves a problem and makes yourself aware, because as they're doing their searching, they're typing on the internet and they come up and they search and they find you, guess what's going to happen? They're going to find your content. Then hopefully you have that linked over to your website. Then hopefully you have some forms or a way to capture that information on your website. That's how you make yourself aware. The next thing is you want to engage with them. So after now they have connected with you on social media or on your podcast or wherever it is, now you want to engage with those people. You know, you want to engage with people like Eric. You want to engage with people like Ruth. You want to engage with people. You want to engage with Carly. You want to engage with people like the wifey. Well, I engage with her all the time, you know, but anyway. But you want to engage with people when they come to your website. You want them to know you know that they're there, okay? Because they're important to your business. And that's how you engage them. You can engage them via email, okay? If you're looking for a specific tool or tactic, engage them via email. That's a one-on-one communication, social media, one-on-one communication. Now you can talk to those people. You can DM those people. Direct message them, okay? In Instagram. You can direct message them. You can tweet at them, okay? You can do whatever it is now to engage with the people so that they know that you're there. So after that, then they subscribe. And how do they subscribe? On your website, somewhere where you have the content that you put out, you make sure you have a mailing list so that people can subscribe to your mailing list. You want them in your database. You want them on your database. And how do they get on your database? By creating great content that solves a problem, because they're going to want to continue to hear from you. So now they're in your database, they've subscribed to you. Now the next thing is to convert. And you got to convert those people from leads to customers, okay? So how do they become a customer? My word of advice, and something that we're going to be doing, is have a low dollar offer. If that's what your business model is. If it's not, then it's fine, okay? Because your business may be where they need to have something, they need to have it immediately, you know? If something's broken or whatever like that, and they need to have it, and you better be the one they find online, okay? You better be the one. So, all right, so now they convert and they become a customer because you shared great value with them, you shared this information, you poured it out, you gave them everything that they need, and now they want to become your customer. You exchange some money. You exchange money with them. And now, guys, is the hard part. After you convert them. See, a lot of people think the hard part is just making them aware that you're there. The hard part is actually after they've bought something from you. How are you going to keep them? If you're an e-commerce store, I'm working with the e-commerce company now called Aja Naturals. Great company, great small company that's based out of Atlanta, Georgia, and natural hair. I mean, the products are phenomenal. How are they going to engage people? How they engage them? Once they buy those products, those ladies buy that, the products and the facial stuff. Well, men have the hair stuff too. You see my hair's falling out. You guys can't see that on the podcast, but on the video, you can see that. And you get those products, right? And then in the packaging, they have a handwritten letter. They have a coupon. They have something where you could become a special subscription VIP group you want to be a part of, okay? This is how you excite people. And so now you have to excite the people that you want to do business with. Make them excited. Make them smile. Make them laugh. Make them say, wow, this is great, man. This company is phenomenal, man. I want to tell everybody about this company because they do this and they do this. And then the next thing you do after you're exciting them, you keep exciting them, taking them to the next rung and the next rung and the next rung. You can upsell them in this area. So say they have a low dollar offer and they're in on your low dollar offer. Say, hey, look, man, because you're in on this low dollar offer, I think you might also like this. This might be something that you might be interested in as well. So that's another thing that you can do. So people can gain interest. So now they're moving up that rank because you're continuously exciting them. Then the next stage, like I told you, is that advocacy stage. Because after you've excited them, now they become an advocate. They want to talk about you. They want to write testimonials for you. Put those testimonials on your website. Put them on your Google My Business page. Put them on every single place so people can see them. Get video testimonials. Get written testimonials. Put them out there. And then after that, then they're going to promote you. They're going to promote you all over the place. You're going to be a celebrity. They're going to promote you. You're going to be great. You're going to be phenomenal. You're going to be all over the place because people want to do business with people that get it done. Okay? In 2019, that is our motto. Get it done. Okay? We're not going to be playing around. You're not going to be playing around because we want to make sure that hundreds of businesses that listen to this podcast are successful. And guess what? I want you guys to leave me a comment. If any of this stuff helps you out, leave me a comment. Stroke my ego a little bit. Make me feel good, okay? Because this information, this stuff that I'm sharing with you, like I told you, is the exact same stuff that we are implementing in our business. So just to recap and tell you guys again, the stages for the customer value journey is to aware is number one. Number two is to engage. Number three, subscribe. Number four, convert those customers. Number five, excite them and keep exciting them and take them up the rung. At least three stages of excitement. And then after that, the next stage is advocacy, where they become an advocate. And the next stage, guys, is pure bliss. And that is the promotion stage, where people will promote you in your business. Okay, so these are the steps. This is the foundation. This is the beginning. We're starting a new year. I want you to start this with me right. If you don't have this in place, I want you to start this with me right. Okay, I'm gonna share this customer valuation journey on the podcast, on our website, webmobilefusion.com. I'm gonna have it. You can download it, and I want you to fill it out. I want you to fill it out. And I want you to make sure that you're following along with me every week. This is going to be week to week. And we're going to be doing this. And we're going to be doing this podcast. We're going to bring on some more guests again. And I got some great guests lined up for this year, you know, and it's going to be great. So as a part of what we're doing for you guys and wrapping up, you know, I just wanted to let you know that this segment and this podcast was also sponsored by Web Mobile Fusion Learning Management System. And what is the Web Mobile Fusion Learning Management System? It is a system where if you're not ready for full-blown digital marketing yet, but you want to learn the basics of digital marketing, you want to jump in there, you want to get started, you want to make sure that, hey, I'm starting 2019 off right. I want to make sure that I'm doing every single step there is to start my business, to gain visibility. I want to do it myself. You know, I want to start off doing it myself, and then I'll eventually grow to the point where I can do it, where somebody can help me out. Then jump in on the Web Mobile Fusion Learning Management System. You jump in on that, It's only $99 per month, and it's going to have a ton of videos in there, some worksheets in there, some things that you could do on your own. The Web Mobile Fusion Learning Management System is great. It's an opportunity, a low dollar offer, where you guys could jump in, learn digital marketing, learn some tactics, learn some things that you could do for your business to help enhance your business. So, you know, if you just go to webmobilefusion.com/LMS, Learning Management System, or you could go to webmobilefusion.com/learning-management-system. That's going to take you there. Then you could learn a little bit more about the learning management system. What I also want you guys to do is go ahead and text in. I want you to text in. Text the number. Here's the number. Text Web Mobile to 444-999. Oh, I see on here, Sweet Fortune Cakes is on. Hey, guys. Thank you for jumping on. Thank you for, I hope this information has been great. Happy New Year to you as well. It's a new year, new you, new me, new us, new ecosystem, new everything. This is 2019. We're going to make it happen together, not separately. Hey, if we could hug each other, we could get together, we could keep working with each other. Remember to text Web Mobile to 444-999. Jump on our text marketing list, ask us some questions, whatever it is you want to know for your business. If I don't know, I don't have an ego, guys. If I don't know, or we don't know, we'll find out. We'll get the answers. We'll let you know. So for today, episode 13, Geek Speak. Thank you guys for joining me. I'm Lincoln Parks, and we'll see you next week. Same place, same time. See ya.